All right, talking here with Stephanie Merkus. How's everything going?
Pretty good. What about you?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. So what all is going on with you these days?
Just working on some music. Just released my song, as you know, to radio. And yeah, just doing that. Living the dream.
Yeah, well, we're getting ready to play Ain't No Cowboy here on River Country Rising Stars in just a bit. But let's let people get to know a bit more about you. You're from a small town in Alberta. Whereabouts is that?
Yeah, I'm from west of Edmonton, from a city called Spruce Grove. So I grew up on an acreage up there. And now I live in Calgary.
So what inspired the move to Calgary rather than just into Edmonton?
I actually moved for Calgary for my day job that I used to have in sales. I got promoted and I moved out there. So it worked out really well because the music scene is amazing here as well. And there's so many very talented people that I've met in Calgary.
So how'd you get your singing career going then?
So I've been singing since I could talk, pretty much. And then I was kind of what I call a closet musician. I didn't really ever perform or anything like that. And then one time my friend and I, we were just jamming and she took a video of me and she had sent it to like her booking girl. And then she's like, we need to have her. So then I started playing at the airport in Edmonton. And that's kind of how it kind of like launched my performing career. And then after that, I started writing songs like a couple years later. I didn't know I could write songs. And then all of a sudden, and I just started writing songs and I was like, oh, this is cool. And that's kind of my journey.
So what kind of made you want to make that leap then into making this a full-time thing? Because you had mentioned, you know, you used to have like a sales job. I'm guessing you left that for country music.
Yeah, it just kind of happened. Like I was just getting pretty busy and booked a lot. And I'm like an all or nothing kind of person. It's either like I'm 100% in something or I'm 100% out. So I just decided to like really just give this my all and my full attention. And that's kind of the progression of that as well.
So did you come from a musical family at all? Or was this just something you were blessed with the gift of doing?
So I grew up around music, yes. And then both my sisters and I, we used to sing together like in church. So that was how I started singing like publicly. And then I don't know, I didn't really do anything with it for a while. And then I was in piano lessons as a kid. And then I kind of just taught myself guitar. And that's how I started playing guitar. YouTube is amazing.
So yeah. I'm told, yet I tried once to learn how to play the guitar. Let's just say I had my rock star moment there and just absolutely obliterated the thing. So,
all right, let's go.
So you kind of mentioned church. I understand that like religion is something that is very, very important to you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I would say like my last song was kind of like on the trajectory of that and like my story of like coming back to faith and like to Christ. I would say I definitely had like that aha moment. I was raised in the faith, but it never really clicked until probably about a year ago for me. And that's when I like fully gave my life to Jesus. Cause before I was kind of just like in and out of it. But now I'd say I'm definitely more of like a believer and like a Christ follower now for sure.
So has like your faith influenced your singing at all? Is it like, okay, because I'm this very Catholic or sorry, Christian person, I don't want to sing about certain aspects of life anymore? Or does it have like no influence and you'll sing about anything almost?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I definitely used to write more about like alcohol and like all of those things. I wrote a lot about that. And I was like, because it was such a big part of my life, but now I'm sober and I'm definitely speaking a lot more out about my sobriety and about my faith in my music. And I'm trying to incorporate that a lot more into the messages that I portray, because I just want to be as authentic as I can to myself.
And that was going to be one of the other things, because you are 1 year sober. Congratulations on that. And that idea of being authentic, but also in country music, where it's also somewhat expected to sing about whiskey, about beer, about wine is something that's becoming a growing thing in country music all of a sudden. But
yeah, I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, like I don't write songs that aren't true to myself, you know? So at one point, like I definitely could relate to those things, but now like on my sobriety journey and like all of those things, I want to be more authentic to myself because there are still people who listen to country music who don't drink as well, you know? So I feel like it's definitely more of like a niche and a smaller target audience, but there are people out there.
Well, that's one thing I've learned from this past CCMAs was there are some high profile Canadian country singers who've quit drinking. They've embraced sort of sobriety, whether it was because it was impacting their life negatively. Maybe it is a faith-based thing with one of them. I never dared ask him about it. But so let's talk about this new song you have here that we're going to listen to, Ain't No Cowboy. Definitely. So how did this one come about for you? I know you wrote it with Shard Morrison. Where did the inspiration from this one come from?
Yeah, so Shard and I were talking one day, and then we were like, there are so many people at the Calgary Stampede, men specifically, that just bought their boots, like just bought a cowboy hat, aren't real cowboys. Like they just dress up, like we call them like a 10-day cowboy. And then we were like, we should write a song about this. Like no one else has wrote a song about this. Well, maybe they have, but so then we were just like, let's do it. So then we sat down with the idea, banged out a song. And then I was like, this is epic. And then cut it probably like a year later. Like I just sat on it for a while, like I perform it, but I was like, it's time to release it. So I released it around Stampede this year.
Nice. You didn't want to call it 10-day cowboy at all? Or is that a little too on the nose for somebody from Calgary?
Knock off cowboy? I don't know. Like, yeah, people get it. They get it.
Well, it's interesting to find that I would have thought this was written about like an ex-boyfriend or somebody like that, rather than just something from the Calgary Stampede. So that's rather an interesting reason behind the song. So
my ex-boyfriend is definitely also a knockoff cowboy.
Well, I think there's a bunch of people who've gone to the Calgary Stampede and done that. I've done that one year where I went there and just spent money doing all that. It's kind of crazy, stupid stuff. But I mean, I just take it as part of the fun of going down there for Stampede. So
totally.
Yeah, because my family comes from farmers, and I'm pretty darn sure I would not really last on a farm necessarily. So
that's okay.
I got a good work ethic, but I don't think it's that good of a work ethic to get up at 5-6 in the morning every single day and do that much manual labor.
No, that's okay.
So what else do you have planned for the rest of the year here and maybe going into next year as we are already, well, basically almost at October?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Actually, this past weekend, I just won first in a singer-songwriting competition. So with that, I also got a studio package and some vocal lessons and a mentorship program, which was really cool. So I'm definitely going to be focusing a lot more on my craft and releasing new music and putting out music that's like truly authentic to me. Maybe an EP, but I think that's a little ambitious. I think I'm going to stick with the singles for a little bit and then work my way towards an EP.
Well, yeah, after a while, the singles just add up to being an EP in the end anyways, right? So
exactly.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out for a bit here and talk about not only yourself and your journey, but about your new song that we're about to play here called Ain't No Cowboy.
Thanks, Everett.